I'm Tracy Ross in studio with Kate Lochte and Joshua Byrne and Brad Browser from Murray's Playhouse in the Parks production of Rent. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's great that you would come because Rent is an extraordinary show. It's a Tony Award and Pulitzer Prize winning piece. And I think, was it the first dramatic musical vehicle to include the subject of HIV/AIDS in its discourse?
From my research, yes. One of the first to actually just put it out there on the table and say, this is real life.
Yeah, it's just part of real life and part of a bohemian milieu in New York City setting, but it could be bohemian milieu in any town in America, youngish people dealing with real issues and also dealing with the idea, love thy neighbor no matter what, which
exactly.
Can be edgy. It's edgy now with all of the Arab Spring kinds of goings on around the world still with us. So it's packing a powerful message, and you guys are in love with the production and the music. Joshua is the director. Brad is the music director. What is it about the score that just really, really hooked you?
Well, for me, it was the harmonic progressions, the melody, everything, every aspect about this score is not your typical musical fodder. You know, there's a lot of key changes, which, I mean, key changes are not new to, you know, musical theater, but there's the key changes. There's a lot of chromaticism that really makes these harmonies crunchy and interesting, and each character in the show has their own kind of little theme, has their own little motif. And if you really listen, you can hear that, you know, whenever they're on stage, you can hear, you know, this little riff or that little riff, you know, indicating that, you know, this is, you know, this character coming on, or this is this character leaving, or whatever.
Sure, a signature piece. Mm-hmm. Now, Joshua, you've loved this this play for a long time. I suspect part of it is the punk background.
Yeah, the punk rock background. Growing up in the 90s, of course, when Rent was set and when Rent came out, it helped bridge the gap between the old classical musicals like Sound of Music and White Christmas and stuff like that I was watching with my grandmother, and the rock music and punk music that I was listening at home with my parents. I was familiar with musical theater, but having that, like I said, that bridge gapped there, or that gap bridged there, it helped make it something new to me that I actually loved and was more invested in, and realized that it was something that I wanted to do and pursue in my spare time.
Mm-hmm. Get that. It's something that you wanted to do. So it really inspired your getting involved in a playhouse setting. And this one's a little different because it's a playhouse after dark, which means that the shows start a little later. There are mature themes, mm-hmm. obviously. And it's a thoughtful nod to the mainstream community theater audience who may not be prepared for all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We didn't want to jeopardize our typical main stage season and what our patrons and our season ticket holders were going to come to the show expecting to see. A lot of them come to support Playhouse because they love theater and that they love what Playhouse in the Park does, rather than coming to just see a specific show individually. Mm-hmm. Playhouse After Dark is just the branch of what we want to do. Hopefully in the future it can become part of the main stage and be something that's expected from Playhouse in the Park to do, something more edgier, mm-hmm. Something more modern. I know we typically tend to do the big Rodgers and Hammerstein and shows like that. And Rent is a different animal, mm-hmm. Definitely. There are mature themes, things that may make people uncomfortable. I can't sit here and recommend that you bring your children to it. But at the end of the day, the thing I love is that all the characters are real. This show deals with mm-hmm. real issues. The characters aren't as two-dimensional as some musical theater characters are. Yep. just, I have a song, and then I'm going to dance and sing about it, and then we're going to move on. Everything in this show is it's so music heavy. It was primarily all music. And it was so difficult learning the music because it's all conversational. So you don't only have to learn your lines. You have to learn everyone's lines to know exactly what you're talking about, how it fits in. Mm-hmm. And it's been a blast, but it's definitely been difficult.
Yeah. And kind of along those lines, one of the things that made the production of this show so much easier than other shows that I've been in or other shows that I've directed music for is that people came in knowing the music already, or at least having more than a passing familiarity with it. And so that allowed me to really fine tune things and really, you know, tweak things and make things sound not just, okay, coming out, singing, and leaving. It's, you know, we're coming out, we're presenting, we're performing a song. We're not just singing. We're, you know, we're showing a wide array of emotions and colors of sound and textures and stuff like that. And that has made the process so much easier and so much better for me. I've loved working with this cast.
How does that affect blocking and audio work?
With it being primarily music, much like an opera. I mean, it's loosely based on Puccini's La Boheme. With that, it is. The blocking is a little different than I think normal musical theater, because as you're moving, you're having to sing too. So you're having to be aware of where you're facing, and make sure you're not facing upstage, so you're singing to the back wall instead of to the audience. And some of our characters have a lot of movement as they're singing, and so they have to really control how they're using their breath, and so that they don't use their breath at the beginning of the song, and then they have no breath at the end of the song, and so like panting and you know, trying to get some breath in.
This is pretty sophisticated for community theater, then.
It
brought new folks out onto the audition stage.
Absolutely, we knew if we were going to do this that it was going to be ambitious for us to try, so we had to take some extra measures, and we actually pushed the audition date earlier because we knew we were going to need more time than what we were initially told we were going to have. We made audition posters. We reached out to everyone that we could think of because we wanted the best of the best, and we wanted that to be able to pull from a talent pool and not really just have to settle for six people who come to audition and then beg a couple other people to fill in, which is sometimes the case. Mm-hmm. People have busy lives. We're always doing stuff at Playhouse, and there's always stuff going on in the outside world. Mm-hmm. So we had to take those extra measures to make sure we could get the people we needed.
Tell me about some of your principals.
Okay. Well, we've got Adam Miller as Mark. There are technically 8 leads, but he's the one that kind of narrates everything that's going on. He's a Playhouse regular. As Mimi, the female lead is Melissa Harrell. Many might know her as Melissa Crespo. She was an AOPI here. She's my age, I believe. So a few years ago. Who else we got? We got Ashley Vassar and Kelsey Bogard as Maureen and Joanne, respectively. They're both new to the Playhouse stage. Jordan Belcher, he's a familiar Playhouse face, playing Benny.
Stephen Keen as Tom Collins. We've got Joshua Brower as, some might know him as Joshua Ray, as Angel. And then our own Joshua Byrne here as Roger Davis.
And how has the cast developed friendship over the time of the production rehearsals?
I've made an effort to make sure that everyone's at least having fun, especially earlier on in the process. We're kind of in crunch time, so we don't have a lot of time to goof off now. But I thought it was important that the cast have relationships that they could apply to the show. Since the characters are so real, I don't want it to seem like there's a group of strangers up on stage pretending like they're sad that, each other's upset. You have to take a realistic approach to the process of putting the show together in order to sell it to the audiences. And I think that we got a great group of people who was open-minded and capable and willing to get to know one another well enough to make sure this process happened the way it needed to.
Yeah, and there have been many times after rehearsals where, you know, a group of, you know, leads and ensemble members, you know, will go, you know, like to the Apple or go to Applebee's or, you know, hang out outside of rehearsal. And that's exactly the kind of thing that we wanted to have happen is, you know, we're, you know, we believe that the friendships that were formed during rehearsals and during, you know, outside of rehearsals would translate very well on the stage. And I believe it has tremendously.
Are you ready to open Thursday?
I think we will be. We're in Tech Week now. All the things we're working on are the technical aspects of the show, the things we should be working on during Tech Week. So I've done a thousand shows. Not really. That's a little exaggerated, obviously. But based on my experiences and how the process usually goes, I think we're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And like I told them last night, they all seemed flustered. I mean, we just added lights and we were, you know, working on sound cues and adding props and this and costumes and this and that. And they all looked flustered. And I was like, guys, that was really good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't perfect, but everything that we've worked up to this point was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll get these tech things in place. And Thursday, I can't even tell you how excited I am. Yeah. It's going to rock the house.
Congratulations to both of you. This is a community effort, and Joshua Byrne and Brad Browser are director and a music director, respectively, for Rent. It opens Thursday, and shows are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. this weekend and next weekend.
Correct.
And you can get tickets when you show up at the box office, but you can also call the Playhouse or buy them online at playhouseinthepark.net.
Right.
Indeed.
Congratulations once again. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.